Proverbs chapter 8. Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear understanding raises, hear as understanding raises her voice. She stands on the hilltop and at the crossroads. Listen to wisdom calling at the city gates. Hear and understand. She stands on the hilltop and at the crossroads. Wisdom is everywhere. Get it. Next verse. At the entrance to the city, at the city gate, she cries aloud. I call to you, to all of you. I am raising my voice to all people. Wisdom. Wisdom. Is the Lord calling you on wisdom? He's calling every one of us, isn't he? He wants every one of us to walk in wisdom. Next verse. How naive you are. Let me give you common sense. Now, who's going to give you common sense? God is. Let me give you common sense, O foolish ones. Let me give you understanding. Listen to me, for I have excellent things to tell you. Everything I say is right. When I read it out of this book, everything I tell you is right. Now then, if I'm trying to guess myself what things are saying, I might not always be right. But as long as I tell you what this book says, he's always right, right? God is always right. He's given us some very good advice here tonight. Next set of verses. For I speak the truth and I hate every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome and good. There is nothing crooked or twisted in my advice. Nothing. It's just straightforward. Don't go down to her house. You know, stay at home. And you'll live a whole lot longer. Some of you are extremely fortunate in your life. You have been, who knows, maybe before you were a Christian. Some of you have been extremely fortunate. Maybe some of you have been to bed with a half a dozen people, or maybe 10 or 20 or 30 people, and you never did get a venereal disease. Some of you, you're fortunate. You're lucky. But don't try another one. Well, that one might be the one that killed you. But some of you got it. Some of you have paid the price. My advice is wholesome and good. There is nothing crooked or twisted in my advice. Next verses. My words are plain to anyone with understanding. How many times have you heard somebody say, you know, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it? Have you ever heard anybody, or maybe you've been guilty of saying that yourself? I have been guilty of that. But when you read this in three or four different translations, it won't be long till you'll have it. You'll get it. You don't have to worry about it. It's clear, simple. I mean, this book of Proverbs in the NLT, you can't hardly mess this up, can you, Dave? This is just hard to mess up. But there is people, obviously, that mess it up. My words are plain to anyone with understanding. Well, if the Word of God is not plain to you, what do you like? No understanding. Where are you going to get that? Ask God. Clear to those who want to learn. Do you want to learn? No, I don't want to learn. I know everything. Do you know anybody like that? Oh, my land. Maybe you've been like that. Maybe I've been like that in my life. I can think back when I was 18 or 19 years old. I guarantee when I was 18 or 19 years old, I knew everything there was to know. And if you just need to know, ask me. I'd tell you. I knew everything. There was nothing I didn't know when I was 18 or 19. Any of y'all been like that? We've been that dumb, stupid. Yeah. We thought we knew everything, but we don't. I thought I knew so many things, and I didn't know nothing. I didn't have this understanding, but I did want to learn, and I still want to learn. I mean, I want to learn. In verse 10, he says, choose my instructions rather than silver and knowledge over pure gold. Now then, how many people do that? How many people want silver and gold? That's what we're working for. We want to get us a good job. We want to go to college. We want to come out. We want to be into a field that pays good money, and we want lots of silver and gold. Is that the desire for lots of young men? Yes, it is. Lots of young men want all that silver and gold. But the Lord says, choose my instructions rather than silver and knowledge over pure gold. So instruction and knowledge, if you have His wisdom with instruction, His instructions and His knowledge, if you get a good job somewhere that'll pay good money, you'll have the money, you'll be able to keep it, and you'll be able to use it for the glory of God. I mean, I've seen men when I was working in the engineering world, I saw engineers that some of them were VPs that had much, much better jobs than I did. I mean, making much, much more money. But they didn't have nothing. They couldn't make it from payday to payday. Thurman, how do you do it? Well, I said, simple. I serve God. I go to church. He gives me knowledge and wisdom. And I'm able to buy me a place. Of course, you know, I didn't go out and buy a house that cost $500,000. You know? I think about the other day, I have these little pop-ups all the time coming in my computer. You probably do the same thing. It comes in and says, interest rates have dropped again. A $500,000 loan for under $2,000 a month. How would you like to have a $2,000 a month house payment? I mean, you may have one. I don't have. I built Cheryl and me a little tiny house to live in that cost $30,000. And we live in that. And it's nice. And it's paid for. Now, we don't have no payments. Praise the King. You know. Now, I love it. I love it. I love not having no house payments. Now, if that's not where you're living and you have a big, giant, fancy, nice home and you have a job that you can pay for it, that's okay. You know, I ain't saying nothing about you. You know, if you want to live there, that's fine. But that's not me. You know, when I was young, I wanted to have a nice home, you know, and all had, you know, the prestige stuff, you know, like so many people. But now I don't care. I ain't trying to, you know, leave nothing to nobody. I just want to impress Jesus. He's the only one I want to impress. Choose my instructions rather than silver and knowledge over pure gold. Next verses. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can be compared with wisdom. Nothing. So since God is the only place you can get wisdom, don't you think we ought to pursue the King for wisdom every day? I think so, yeah. Nothing you desire can be compared with wisdom. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. In other words, if you have wisdom, it lives together with good judgment. You will make good decisions in life. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. Wisdom. Now, without wisdom, what kind of shape are we in? We got a problem. We got a major problem. Okay, let's go on to the next verse. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Must not be a lot of people who fear God. One of the things I've noticed in the church today, there's almost no fear of God. You know that? You know, when I see a pastor that's sleeping with his secretary, he has no fear of God. I mean, I had a lady call me the other day and said, Thurman, I'm listening to your teachings. And she said, we have a major problem in this church. I said, what is it? She said, I want you to pray for my pastor. I said, well, what for? She said, well, he has got a 18-year-old girl pregnant in the church. This guy's 45 or 50 years old. I said, you mean a guy is sleeping with an 18-year-old girl in the church? I said, is he married? She said, oh, yeah, and he's got three children. This guy has no wisdom. None. You know, I mean, he does not know what the book of Proverbs says. If he's read it, he didn't believe it. Because if he's sleeping with an 18-year-old girl and got her pregnant, he slept with her more than once, chances are. Usually, Women don't get pregnant the first time somebody sleeps with them or has sex with them, not sleep with them. You don't get a woman pregnant sleeping with her. You get a woman pregnant by having sex with her. That's the way you get her pregnant. Just in case some of you don't know. Obviously, there's people out here that don't know. You know? I guess I can just be clear, can't I? I've always said I was a bold preacher, so praise God, I'm a bold preacher. Tell it just like it is. You know, and God can't say I cut this short, can He? Tell it just like it is. All who fear the Lord. How many? All who fear the Lord will hate evil. If you have fear of God, in other words, if you knew that when you went out and sinned, God could strike you dead in a heartbeat, would that change the way you do business? Or if He was going to strike you down with some kind of sickness and disease, and you died with cancer in 6 months? Hey, I don't want to go there, do you? Absolutely not. That is why I hate pride, arrogance, corruption, and perverted speech. The Lord hates that, doesn't He? Should we hate the same things He hates? That's exactly right. That's why I hate pride. We should get away with pride. No pride. We just shouldn't have it at all. Arrogance and corruption and perverted speech. Good advice and success belongs to me. Wisdom. Insight and strength are mine. Insight and strength are mine. How would you like to have all the insight and strength that you wanted? I want it all. Don't you? I want to be able to do everything that I want to do every day. Next verse. 15. Because of me, wisdom, knowledge and understanding, kings reign and rulers make just laws. Well, there must be something wrong with us in Washington now. We must not have a lot of wisdom up there, right? We are definitely not making very many good decisions in Washington.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.